Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy new year. Oh say can you see? Heard about? Oh no, that's the
wrong national anthem.
Do you remember my head then? I was thinking of The Dark Knight. What a scene! Do you know The Dark Knight Rises, where they sing the national anthem and then the NFL pitch blows up? Yeah. Anyway, Happy New Year! What's the old Lang Syne? How does that go? It's the same thing, isn't it?
Same thing. Basically the same anthem. Yeah. Basically.
How are you on a new day?
I'm doing very well. Yeah, the new year. 2024. I've honestly, I know this is a bit of an old person thing to say, I've honestly got to the point where I haven't known exactly what year it is since, I think 2020 didn't, because no one said it out loud because it was COVID, so you didn't really ask anything. I think since 2018 was the last year I knew exactly what year it was because of the World Cup.
Yeah.
But also because the Euro 2020 took place in 2021.
Yes.
That completely ruined 2021 as well.
I think Qatar was last year, wasn't it, for the World Cup, which kind of felt like so close to 21 that... Yeah. Was that still 21?
Yeah, I don't know. And I still don't know. So basically, I'm hopeful that 2024 will be the first year since 2018 where I actually remember exactly what year it is.
Here are the headlines for 2024.
Bong.
Tokyo. It's the Olympics, isn't it?
Oh, right, okay, good. Bong.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, bong. It's a leap year, so the 29th.
Is it?
Yes, yeah, so we've got an extra day
leap
this year.
Years.
I do like a leap year.
Yeah.
We should proper celebrate it this year.
I think that 29th of February should be one of the most celebrated days on the calendar. Because you only get one every 4 years.
Yeah.
They're, oh, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. You celebrate every year. It's your favourite day of the year.
Love it.
Christmas, we celebrate it every year. Like, Valentine's Day, whatever. February the 29th should be the best day
ever.
Every 4 years. Because it only happens every 4 years. And it's not like the World Cup where, oh, it only happens every 4 years because that's just how we've planned it. It's an event, it's an occasion that only happens because... The way that
the world
we,
is.
We carry the wall in terms
like
of
that.
Days.
I love if there's like a leap year expert that can come on and tell us why.
God, I'd love it.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
Happy New Year, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. Hello. Oh, I'm on camera too, actually. Yes, hello, everyone. How are you?
Happy New Year, sir. How are you doing?
Yes, well, I'm tired. This is very early morning recording, which I'm not so much used to. But maybe you might have got me a breakfast for the 9 out of 10 club later on.
Wait,
which could spur me up.
Right, here's what we're recording early and I've made two mistakes and he can't speak. It's not Tokyo this year. That was the last one. It's Paris.
Right.
So the Olympics is in Paris this year, which is upsetting. And I sang the American national anthem.
Yeah. Is it even a leap year?
It definitely is a leap
year. Yeah, yeah.
It definitely is a leap
year. It's the Olympics.
Oh, and what's the Euros are in Germany, are they? Double check that. The Euros are in Germany.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
That's a good year, actually.
That's a great year coming up.
That's a good year. I do like an Olympics.
Yeah, but the best bit is where they come out with the flags and then it goes just downhill then, doesn't it?
That's your favourite bit, the opening ceremony?
Yeah.
Is it? Why?
Yeah, because everyone's got full of they're ready for it, but only one of them is going to win.
Optimism.
And I don't like that.
Yeah.
You see all those people, you go, there's only about 4 years going to win.
I know, it is a bit sad, isn't it? And all those tracksuits that got made. It's a good time of year for tracksuit makers, isn't it?
But do you not play Guess the Flag?
What?
Play Guess the Flag. Do you play Guess the Flag?
No, because it says at the bottom, Brazil.
We try and cut that off.
What, by doing what?
Dad lies along the bottom of the TV whilst we play it for 2 hours. Dad, fucking hell, Dad.
That's great.
Just seen it.
Before we talk about anything else, we have to talk about what is going on with you at the minute.
Yeah, it's crazy.
First of all, two things.
I'm an athlete.
Two things I didn't know about you. One, you're a professional athlete.
I'm unbelievable.
And two, you're 16.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I actually can't believe it. I've seen you in the Ali Pali yesterday. I watched you. Luke
Littler, who is a 16-year-old, is currently into the semi-finals of the World Darts Championships, right?
Couldn't look more like you.
There was the murmurings of him, like, just prior to Christmas, because that's when it first started going, this 16-year-old's doing amazing. Like, it's getting further and further. And I looked at him and I thought, he looks a little bit like me, doesn't he? But the more I look at him, I think he looks a lot like
me. I think he looks so like
me. He does.
About 2 weeks ago, you tweeted, stop tagging Joe McGrath in this. And since then, he's got to the semi-final now, which hasn't taken place yet as we record this. The semi-final of the World Darts Championships. I think he looks so much like you that if you died, right, or if you... I don't think your mum could watch him play darts. Do you know what I mean? It would be too much for her. Do you know what I mean? Turn the telly off. I can't.
He's got to be a guest on the pod, hasn't he?
We have to get him on.
I hope he wins, but if he does win, he might be too big for us then. He is a Man United fan. I've spoke to him.
What?
Did an interview with him.
When?
For the BBC, during that little gooch bit of Christmas and New Year.
What, so like, I spoke to his management 3 days ago?
I said, I look like him. Can I get him on the show? And they said, yeah. He's a sound guy. He's 16.
I know.
He's like, yeah, things are good. He loves kebabs. Yeah. And darts. I mean, look, Ethan, what do you make of all this?
I think he's great. Good on him. But yes, he does look exactly like you. And like you said, shares the same passions. You love a kebab as much as the next man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But you make yourself be the dartboard and we have to throw the kebab into your
I
mouth.
I hope he sells his, you know, like his outfits. I'll go for him for Halloween.
Yeah.
People won't know the difference. A what?
How big is he?
What do you mean, how big is he?
Is he like tall? Is he short?
Fucking, what do you mean, he's wide, isn't he?
No, but...
Do you think he does? One of the things I've seen him do that is big on me is when a shirt's too tight, he pulls it up the same way. Little touch.
He's
like
just
that.
Sort of pulling
like
it off
that.
The chest a bit.
Do you know what I mean? When it's a little bit too around the gut, little pull on that.
And what does that do?
Don't know.
Just
but
buys
you
a
feel
bit
of, better for
a bit of
10
time.
Seconds.
That's like Didier Drogba pushing the defender off, isn't it? I don't want it too close. Just stay there.
Oh, if he wins, it'd be phenomenal. So the Slobber Joes are fully behind Luke Littler. Yeah. And I love the World Championships because everyone's from England. Yeah. No one, where's this world coming to
I
it?
I don't know.
There's one Irish guy and that was it.
There's a Dutch.
When is darts going to like take over like the world? Because it is a great game.
Because the two places that basically, when they go for it, they win. Yeah. There's America and China in it. Let's be honest.
I don't know, because you look at football, they've not done really well, China.
Well, they've
not
gone for it. That's the thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
But what have... China gone for?
I don't know, gymnastics?
Yeah, they've done really well there.
They've done incredible at gymnastics. They've gone for snooker and they've not won that, actually. So maybe that's one thing. But when you look at the Olympic medals table, back to the Olympics, it's always USA, then usually China, isn't
we
it?
We do pretty well.
We did. We came third, didn't we? Was it second even during 2012? I think third.
Yeah.
We sort of fight Russia and France a little bit. But China and America, not bothered about darts, weirdly. Because you think America would love it because it's basically a handheld gun, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's the closest you're going to... I mean, a gun is a handheld gun. But it's a gun without any sort of mechanism. It's a ye olde gun.
Yeah. So well done, Luke. Good luck, mate.
Yeah, well done, Luke.
How was your New Year's Eve anyway? Let's go around the table. Because, Ethan, you went back to Newcastle. Big one.
Oh, yes. Went back to the Toon for the big New Year's. I made 6 train trips this week, 2 and from Newcastle.
Is there not a direct one from Newcastle, or do you have to... about a bit.
Well, at the moment, you see, there's reduced trains. So there's a few changes in that.
But also, Ethan, you've got a car, mate.
Nah. No. You see, it's dark, it's cold, it's icy, it's risky. So I just decide to get the train,
Do you know what? I agree with you.
And then whinge about it.
Yeah, you don't whinge about it, but the train can also be nice, especially if you maybe get a laptop out, you can watch some TV, you can have drinks.
You've got an excuse, don't you? I feel if you're in the train, you're outside the normal realms of life. You set aside the normal routine, the normal day. You've got an excuse to not do a lot, to think, to listen.
Some of the scenery can be good as well. Let me tell you a story about my dad's mate once. They were... I don't know if I can say this.
Of course, you could just say it. They
were on a train. It got delayed in the middle of like a field, and it couldn't go because of signalling problems. There was a guy shagging a sheep in the field. This is in England, so and no stereotypes.
Please.
This was no. Mad that, innit? They didn't know what to do on the train. Who'd you call? Would you have called someone?
The farmer. Probably.
Yeah, but what if he is the farmer?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a random.
Because you think, what do you mean it wasn't a random?
Well, I don't. I don't actually know. Yeah, wellies dressed like a farmer.
Yeah, he had a quad back and some wellies on.
Crazy, isn't it? But that's stuff you see on the train. You won't see that in the car.
No, that's true. Yeah,
because your eyes are gonna be focused on the road.
Yeah, that is. That would be one of the fucking worst things ever. That wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Imagine pulling up on a train.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Sorry, I misheard. Sorry.
Imagine pulling up on a train and you just see that out the window. And you know, after about 20 seconds, carriage is looking. The whole carriage is looking. You'd have to send someone through the sort of automatic double doors to tell the next carriage, send a messenger, because we all need to be watching this.
I could see that as like an enjoyable experience, you know. I don't see any way around how it could be.
What?
Like, shagging a sheep.
The doing of it.
I honestly don't see anything in it. Like, how, imagine. But somebody,
close your eyes, Ethan.
Well, I suppose it'd be like shagging a cloud.
Yeah, which we've all done.
So why did you initially rule it out, shagging sheep?
Well, I just think it'd be disgusting.
Yeah. Good.
Back to your New Year's Eve then. You're in Newcastle.
Yeah.
No sheep were harmed. Who was... was the plan?
Didn't see any. Couldn't get his hands on any.
It would have been harmed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, what happened was, came back to the toon, went to Wickham Village. Don't like going out on New Year's in town. It's overrated. It's too expensive. It's too busy and impossible to get a taxi. So with all those reasons combined, Wickham Village it was. I set out on getting some food at Wetherspoons, but it was too busy. So no food for the rest of the night. And that obviously means quickly getting pissed.
It does, yeah. So you stayed. So you went for Wetherspoons, no food. Did you just do a little pub crawl, or was there going to be one destination for your big night?
And also, why is there only one place in Wickham that serves food?
Well, you see, the Bay Horse does, but they stopped at 6 on New Year's.
Stopped at 6?
Yeah, I suppose you just focus on selling the pints.
Shy, that.
I know,
people
shy.
Having dinner at 4:30 and stuff.
I love that, the Bay Horse.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a Bay Horse, haven't they?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Horse pubs, Bay.
Do you know why pubs are called stuff like the Red Lion and the Crown? Do you know why?
I know a lot of them are named after kings and queens, which makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't know why, like Red Lion and stuff.
Do you know why, Ethan, before I tell you?
I was going to say, does it originate back to the Shakespearean era when...
No.
No.
Right, so back in the day, people were that thick, they couldn't read, so you had to have symbols.
Oh.
So you'd meet at the Red Lion.
So it would be a picture.
Or you'd meet at the Crown. Or you'd meet at the Queen Elizabeth, and it would just be a picture of the Queen. So you'd get off at the town and you'd look for the Red Lion. You couldn't read the words Red Lion. You just meet in the feathers, you'd be a picture of a feather. And that's clever, isn't it?
Well, it's really
learn that over the holidays.
Coaching horses.
There'd be a coach, a couple of horses.
They should keep doing that.
They do that.
No, but I mean, just with the pictures, they don't need the names.
Of what?
The pubs.
All right, Ethan, you open a pub tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are you going to call it?
Oh, I'd just pick an animal. That's cool.
The sheeps.
Yeah. Just
a couple of people barred from that. Oh. Hey, right, so when's the big... are you steaming by midnight?
Well, I was on the drinks probably by the double gin and tonics by 5:30.
Double gins?
So 5:30, you could have had lunch at the fucking...
Bayos, you dickhead. You half an hour service left.
Because we met at the Travellers before...
At the where?
Travellers. Before we...
Travellers.
Before we went down there, because everyone was late. And then I could get a taxi even for a 20-minute walk. So I had to get my stepdad to come back and drive us there because it was raining. Anyway, you know, few drinks, few John Smiths mixed in there with the gin and tonics.
Fucking hell.
And then...
You've gone from double gin and tonics to bitter.
I just love John Smiths. I just see it and I just get excited.
Oof. Do you like John Smiths?
Nah, not really. I mean, I've had one or two pints, but not for a while. So maybe it's something I can...
A few of my mates like it.
Do they?
Ross likes it.
It's like a dirty pint, isn't it?
John Smith. Yeah, because there's those beers that have sort of time has left behind. Do you know, like the Tetleys?
Yeah.
The John Smiths.
The Worthingtons.
Your Worthingtons.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Something extra smooth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean by extra smooth. Yeah.
Like those ones, I feel the bitter has gone.
The bitter
like,
has
we're
gone.
Seeing the resurgence of like every other old type of beer, like ales and all that. Even lagers have got a bit of variety. But the bitter is just...
It's just disappeared.
It's an interesting concept, isn't it? Tetley's. Wow. What an absolute sack of shit. Absolutely vile. Although it only costs about 60 pence a pint,
I know, it's fucking mint to drink.
Yeah.
What happened on the actual countdown, Ethan?
Oh, you know, looking at the TV, shouting the numbers out. And then everyone just like...
Watching the lottery, were you?
All the couples get with each other, don't they?
Oh, yes.
Now, Manisha doesn't believe in Christmas. Does she believe in New Year?
In Christmas. Oh, she was in Dubai.
What?
Yeah, she was in Dubai. Hell. Yeah.
What do you mean she was in Dubai?
Dubai.
Don't just say it at the same time I say it.
Shorten it. Dubai.
Yep. She was there.
Why?
Holiday.
With?
Family.
Right.
Family.
Who's holiday. Family?
Really?
Her family.
Her family.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean by that? Some people don't believe in this New Year, do they? Chinese New Year's different.
Yeah. Does she believe in it?
And she accepts
is she,
it,
is she
yes,
running
yes.
off the Chinese calendar, is she?
No, I think she's a Gregorian type.
She is. She's very Gregorian, isn't she?
That's right. So you had a great night. No gossip. There is some gossip
because, so you said all the couples kissed.
Oh, yes.
But then you, Manisha wasn't there. So who did you kiss at zero?
I just give a bit of a hug all round, really.
You got in on a little kiss with mum and stepdad, didn't you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You did?
I didn't.
So you just gave everyone a hug?
Yeah.
And where were you at this point?
The Bears.
Where were you?
He's fucking hell.
He's gone back there.
He's gone back.
He starts
saving
food again.
What happened was, went to the Bears, walks all the way to the crowd. Crowd was shite, went back to the Bears.
So there's no gossip, Ethan?
I could try and think of something up for you.
No, don't lie. Was Alan there with you?
Alan decided not to come, you see, because he wanted to go to the working men's club because the pints are cheaper. So he didn't see any of his mates just so he could. They have cheaper pints.
He's a funny guy, isn't he? How was your New Year's Eve?
He's a worrying guy. My New Year's Eve, yeah. Stayed in as well. First time I've ever stayed in on New Year's Eve.
Really?
In my own house, yeah. Me and Lizzie stayed in. We watched...
Jules Holland?
No, we didn't watch Jules Holland. We watched The Avengers. We're going through all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe films.
Avengers is good, the first one.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stupid thing to do, really, because we're not watching them... I don't mind them. I quite like some of them.
Yeah.
Lizzie's never seen any of them, but she's not into sci-fi. So it's not like these are my favourite films and she needs to see them.
Yeah.
We're just sort of both watching films that we both think are sort of 6 or 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
But it was quite good.
Yeah.
And the first Avengers is quite good. It's getting to a point now where Lizzie was quite like, oh my God, look, they've all come together.
Yeah, yeah.
You see them stood on the street in New York and it's like Hulk has be controlled and all this stuff. So that was quite fun. But then it sort of tapered out towards midnight and I got in a bit of a bad mood because my back was hurting.
And what did you actually do for the countdown? Because that's the thing, staying up till midnight when you're not drinking, because I did that this year.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. It can be a long day, can't it?
I missed the countdown.
What do you mean?
Just missed it. I was just in bed chatting and then all of a sudden I could hear fireworks and that.
You missed the countdown?
I didn't see it. I don't know. Has it even happened?
We're definitely in the new year, yeah.
We are, okay. Because that's the thing, because usually I wait for the countdown, but then I didn't have one, so I was just double checking we are in the new year.
We definitely are.
We didn't do a countdown. So Lizzie shouted me through to the back room to look at the fireworks. And I went through.
Well.
Go on then, what's the euphemism there, Ethan?
Something about back rooms and fireworks. Anyway,
she's like shitting all over the wall.
Classic.
So,
And I went into the back room, but because the houses behind us sort of, our gardens back onto each other, so it's house, garden, garden, house.
Yeah.
But they're relatively close. All the fireworks were sort of hidden by the houses. So it was just like orange flashes and explosions.
Nice.
It looked like some sort of news footage from like the Iraq War.
You might
war
have seen
or
one
something.
Of them. You might have seen two of mine.
You had fireworks at home?
I went to Bad Boy Fireworks in Cheadle, only the best gear. And I went in with 20 quid and just said, "Get what have you got?"
20 quid?
Yeah.
What's that going to get you? A pack of sparkles is 4.99.
You went, "I'll give you two fuckers for 20 quid. I said, "What do they call that? The devil's arseholes."
They're always called that.
The devil's arseholes. Two fuckers, 20 quid. So I thought, Becky's not too fussed about fireworks. Daryl was coming round. We stayed sober.
Who fucking loves fireworks? No, he has to have a blanket
We're
over his head
sober.
like a scared dog, doesn't he?
When I say these were big fuckers,
really?
Honestly.
Just two.
Boom!
There we go.
It lit the sky up.
Really?
I loved it.
They do
I'd
that.
Go back and get them for next year.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of reasons to just light fireworks off, but there is none, is there? Apart from bonfire night.
If you get out of prison?
Nah, I don't want to go in prison just so I can let fireworks off. So we had a little night, we made burgers, but then I got the shit, so I was 10 past 12, I'm on the toilet.
Really?
Happy New Year.
Where did you get the shits from?
I think it was just pushing my body to the limit of food intake. I ate a lot that night.
Has it been?
Because it's one of those where you got like food in the fridge, it's like, well, we can't bring this into the New Year, can we?
So what?
Because, you know, it's New Year, new us. You know, you don't want any of the bad stuff there. You want a fresh, you know, cupboards.
Fresh batch.
So, you know, I'm having salamis with cheese boards.
So you've
and I'm
gone full pancake day, have you? Clearing out the last of the fridge before your 40-day, 40-night fast.
That's this year as well.
So what?
Pancake day.
It's every year.
Yeah, no, but it's coming.
Oh, fucking hell, that's this year. I forgot about
it's
that.
Coming.
It's coming.
Got to
do a pancake day again. So have you been eating really badly then?
I've been just basically having a great Christmas. People wanted a gravy update, phenomenal. But I was too drunk to even taste it.
How was the gravy?
It was great. People raved about it. I was pissed.
Did you get it all done the way you wanted to?
Yeah. Although, get this. I had it on my slow cooker, and I wanted to bring the temperature up a little bit on it. And this is secret. This I'm not told anyone this. So I'm cooking it in the oven, my slow cooker. I've now transferred it from the slow cooker onto like my gas hob, just so I can get the temperature up a little bit. So I want the stock boiling.
Got a little bubble to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Anyway, the fucking pot exploded.
What? What do you mean you've not told people that when they were dipping their turkey into the stove? I think they probably knew that the fucking...
I heard a weird, weird noise, went, what is that? And the next thing you know, bang, pot exploded everywhere.
Well, it can't have.
It did. I've got the evidence.
But it had liquid in it.
Yeah, the liquid all fell off onto the oven. I had to scoop it in there.
That's not real.
That is real.
So it's got fucking glass and stuff in it?
No, I sieved it out.
Did you?
Yeah, of course I did. I didn't feed people glass. Tasted phenomenal. Anyway, luckily that was only half of the stock. The other half was sound.
Was it?
People raved about it. I don't remember it. I got too drunk.
How drunk were you?
Well, because I worked on Christmas Day from 10 till 12, so I didn't have breakfast.
You meant to have a sausage sandwich and a toast.
I didn't have it.
Why?
Because of work. And then when I got home, Mum said, no, dinner will be ready soon, so just you know, chill out. Mum didn't put the turkey until 1. She forgot. The turkey takes 5 hours to cook. So 6 o'clock.
5 hours?
6 o'clock.
The size of a fucking whale. Big.
6 o'clock.
I've had a little cow going into the oven.
I've had 10 pints of Guinness at 6 o'clock. Christ. And everyone's like... And I was pissed. Everyone was pissed. I mean, my dad's steaming. And I don't remember eating the Christmas dinner.
Is it one of the booziest days of the year for you?
Christmas? I love it. I probably will stay sober next year, though.
You say that now because it's been a week since Christmas.
Well, this is it. New Year's resolutions. What are you thinking, Joe?
Well, yeah.
You got any?
Mine. I don't know what to do. I've got. Do you know I'm boxing for a marathon?
What?
Do you know this?
Oh my god! You just did a half marathon barely the other week.
Barely. What's barely about it?
You said you were the last of your group.
I was the last of my kind. Yes, I was. Last of my kin.
You got overtaken by, who was it? Someone dressed as like a ketchup or something.
Ketchup. Yes, I did get overtaken by the Condon boys. I also got overtaken by two men dressed as a boat, which was the real low point.
Yeah. And I got
overtaken by two firemen dragging a dead body.
It was a fake dead body, wasn't it? So you're doing a marathon.
I've booked him for a marathon.
Which one?
Yorkshire Marathon.
Oof, that sounds hilly.
Well, I googled it, I looked at the ascent, and it's very similar to the Manchester.
Oh, that's good.
It's like 30 metres.
Can we guess what date the Yorkshire Marathon's on to see how far away you are? Mm. I'm saying the Yorkshire Marathon, Ethan, is about May. So he's got 5 months of training.
June 12th.
Nice. It's in October.
Oh, plenty of time.
So I've got a while.
Oh, this is good stuff.
So my year is going to be about... getting to that marathon, so I've got to be working out. I've got to be hitting the pavements, just striding into cul-de-sacs and that. I'm going to be absolutely going for it at some point. I'm not starting yet.
You should. You've got a shower in there now, and you could run to work like you used to.
I might run to work.
It's little crazy backpack that. On.
What's that? It's only what is it? I think it's about 6.5-7 miles.
And just to think, only doing it there and back, and then you're done.
I've ran from our house to town before, and I thought I was going to vomit. I've got to, like you said, I've got to run my house to town, back to my house, back to town, and then back to Levenshulme.
Oof.
Oh, God.
That is rank.
That is, you know how far it is. It's not that far, but you know it's like a big chunk.
That is disgusting.
It takes a train 15 minutes to get from mine to town. Oh, my God.
So your New Year's goals, just to get marathon fit.
Get marathon fit. And also, the other thing I want to do, I want to throw something weird in the mix. Because I do this, I do Stretford Paddock, I want to throw something weird in. I want to find something weird to start doing. I don't know what it's going
to
be.
A hobby or something to make money or what?
I didn't need to make money, but just something. I just want to start doing something.
I could see you doing some drama, you know.
Something like that, maybe.
Amdram, the local theatre.
I can't be arsed with this. The problem with Amdram is I can't be arsed with all the people in their mid-60s who thought they were going to be on the West End, but have actually been doing Amdram for 50 years.
Yeah.
Who are just so bitter, but still sort of go around with a silk scarf and think that they're like, I don't know, Angela Rippon or something.
What about a one-man play then?
I could do that, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what would be the journey of you? Because they say write about what you know.
Yeah, probably just running from Stockport to Manchester and back a load of times.
So yeah, that would be the one-man play.
Yeah, back and forth it's called. My journey. What are you doing this year? You must have some new.
So the curse of Sloppy Joe's means that I can't say my real ones on here because they never come true.
Stop talking a second. The curse of Sloppy Joe's isn't anything to do with Sloppy Joe's. The curse of Sloppy Joe's is the weakness of Joe McGrath.
No, Ethan, back me up here. You know about the curse of the Sloppy Joe's, don't you?
Curse.
The cursed. So I'm planning
just because you can't not drink
eating
or
more,
eat cheese
drinking
for a month.
More. Do you know the curse as well?
There is no curse.
You've been struck by the curse.
When?
I can bring up some of your mad shit that you've said on this show.
Yeah, but
that no longer happens in your life because the Sloppy Joe's curse.
Isn't the Sloppy Joe's
what she called Daphne? She's dead.
Yeah, but she didn't.
She
die.
Was cursed. No, dead. She brought her up dead.
No, the problem with her is my circumstances changed, and Daphne didn't. I didn't update the firmware.
The firmware.
Yeah.
So
I moved to a new gym.
We've got a new motto in the household.
What was your
motto? It is eat better, move more.
I like that.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Eat better, move more, Ethan.
Oh, I like that.
That's how I'm going to live my life.
Yeah.
Eat better, move more.
But you need to be more specific than that.
No.
No. Eat better, move more.
Yeah.
How does that translate into any real world outcomes?
And I'm going to try.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If I say it on the pod, it might not happen. I'm going to try and not drink for a bit.
Yeah.
January is always a good one for me. It's a tap in. October. Like, I've done dry January for the last 4 or 5 years, easy.
Okay.
And I mean, I've done it. October's always the one where I come on here and say that I'm going to do it then.
Mm. Well, let's say you're going to do dry Jan then.
Yeah.
Okay, that's locked in.
Locked in.
What, in terms of move more?
I just like running, you know. I do like running, don't
Let's
I?
Let's run together.
I just don't have the time.
You do. You told us in a group chat the other day that you didn't have time to send an email for a week. That is one of the great lies of 2023. Even a message, saying, have you messaged this guy back? It's been about a week and you went, I've not had time.
I'm so busy.
You couldn't have sent a 30-second email while you're having
so
a shit.
I'm so busy.
No one on earth, and I include people who are, I don't even know, on a human treadmill in a factory somewhere, don't have time to send a 30-second email at some point in the week.
Right, anyway.
So
move,
you need, what you need
move
to do is,
more.
You need a mindset change.
Eat better.
You go, it's not that I don't have time. It's that I don't use my time wisely. Yeah.
Do you want to have some of our... some of our food for the week?
Yeah.
Ooh. Omelettes.
Omelettes. Yeah, how many is that?
Just one. Yeah. One big one.
What, for the week?
Chicken and rice.
Yeah, covered in curry sauce?
No, fuck off. And a veggie shepherd's pie.
Fucking shit. The meat isn't the unhealthy thing about
Eat
a shepherd's pie.
Better. Move more.
You know the mash... is the bad thing about a shepherd's
sweet
pie.
Sweet potato mash. Also, we're not going to do that much. It's not going
to
be mash heavy. I don't really like mash.
Okay.
So don't be thinking I'm going to be mashing it up, boy.
mashing up my mind.
What are you doing, Ethan, this year?
New Year resolutions. Well, a lot of my family, they're all pretty much doing the sober January. Dry January.
Or Veganuary is another one.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, I've thought about that, but I just can't look after myself. I've tried that before.
Good lad.
No
point trying again.
Maybe when I'm a bit maturer.
But what age is that going to be, even? Because I remember being your age and I was all right. I was quite mature at, what are you, 24?
I'm 24.
What happened?
What do you mean?
Did you go, when did you regress?
I didn't regress. I'm still, I'm mature, mate.
Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
And.
Go on.
And
so you get a bit more mature.
Bit more, well, no, you're saying that, not me.
You said it.
Well, I'm also considering, you know, the classics, the gym a bit more, maybe cutting down on takeaways and things, because I do that probably twice a week. A new year, a new me for sure.
Congratulations. Right, a
the
new
shittiest
year.
Resolutions ever there, sorry.
Yeah, no,
that's I'm all right. Considering going to the gym a bit more, new year, new me. That's not enough.
Well,
that's not new.
Spent like £30 on the gym membership. I didn't go at all last month. I had that great spell where I did 11 out of 14 days before holiday. And then... Oh,
you looked fantastic on that holiday though, didn't you?
Fantastic.
Thank you.
We're going to... we've got some good plans for 2024 as well regarding Sloppy Joe.
We have. We've got some big changes coming very soon, actually.
Thank you. Ethan's gone. Thank you for being with us. But this year, we're ramping it up, mate.
Oh,
Nude
God.
Fridays.
No.
Just do the show completely bollocks.
Yeah, I think people could guess what Nude Fridays meant.
And also your emails as well. We're bringing back Agony Bants. Agony Bants. Agony Bants. Agony Bants. Agony Bants. We got an email in. It's called Spunking on New Year's Eve.
No, skip that.
It's the only one I've got.
Right. Go on
then. Hi, guys. I have an odd tradition for 5 years now. What started when I was 13. I love to ejaculate during the New Year's Eve countdown.
Right, this isn't real.
I did this through my teens, and I didn't really go out
through
much.
Through my teeth?
My teens.
Oh.
And I didn't really go out much then, but this year I had plans with some friends. During the 5 minutes before the end of 2023, I decided to take myself to the bathroom because I didn't want to give up on this tradition.
Best place to do it.
Agony Bants. Is this too much? Should I enter 2025 next year spunking, or should I leave this tradition in the past? Sloppy Joe's.
Is that the last word of the email? Exactly. Sloppy Joe's.
It'd be intense, wouldn't it? Because if you've only got 10...
Yeah. There would be something... Do you think the countdown from 10 would help you or hinder you in that scenario?
And if you're miles away at 10, what do you do? Like, you know...
Emergency.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I mean, Ethan, could you... If you were put on the spot to do it in 10 seconds...
Yeah, all your family are around you. They're cheering you.
Where's
on.
Where's the sheep?
Get it.
Sheep.
Bring it back.
Well, I think there's funny enough you say that, Drew.
No.
Because
no.
No. I'm thinking there is a thing, isn't there? I can't remember the exact name for it. Maybe you can fill me in. Where people could get off on that kind of thing, where you're edging closer to that climactic moment.
Yeah.
And you shout. Mum, or you shout dad, yeah. and then whilst they're walking up the stairs, you've got that urgency to get it done, and then you have to try and get it done.
That's the danger wank. This is
one of those urban myths, I think, that supposedly
shouts to mum or dad.
This is when you're a kid and you still live at home, presumably, or if you're an adult and you live at home, they're downstairs in the kitchen, probably. If it's a dad, probably sawing something, if it's a mum, probably you know, knitting something.
Ooh.
Pure sexism there. But the whole thing is based on just unreal stereotypes, I think. And then the boy goes, "Dad, come look at this." And then you have from that moment till he arrives at your door to finish yourself off and clean up and get your pants up and greet him at the door. It's never
greet
happened.
Greet him at the door?
It's never happened, has
no.
it?
No. But this guy, I think, carry it on. The tradition.
I don't think it's a bad tradition.
I don't think it's, as long as you're doing it privately.
Yeah.
You're not there like with everyone
He's
in the
He's done
circle.
It in the Wetherspoons. Where there's a spoon, there's a way.
Yeah.
Do you know what
clean
mean?
Your hands for the old Lang Syne.
Yeah. Old Lang Syne.
Fuck off. It's old Lang Syne. Ban all the ages be. We need a new song, don't we?
What do you think
when
it's called?
When was the last new modern song like that? When was the last song like that which made an impact on our lives?
In terms of like Christmas songs? When is Auld Lang Syne from? Old Glang Glang.
It's got a little bit of bagpipes at the start.
Yeah. We know what bagpipes are.
Are you ready for the 9 out of 10 club?
Yeah,
you're not going to like it.
What?
What?
Why am I not going to like it?
because I've used this as a way of.
Is it your gravy?
No. Although it all went.
Did it?
Chugging at the end. There were shots of it.
Yeah, it looked like pints of Guinness across the table, but it was just pints of gravy.
So essentially, I hinted at what the 9 out of 10 club was before in the show, and
sheep.
No, it's not sheep. I'm going to bring some sheep in. But I just wanted to take this opportunity to bring in some of the shit that's left over from my cupboards. So today...
If you just use this as an excuse to fucking get rid of dirty food out of your cupboard.
A bit of cheddar for you there, Joe. There you go. Ethan, I got you some brie.
Oh, I like brie. Thank you, mate.
10 club brie there for you. And... Poppadoms.
Oh.
These are now. Now, can I just say, the brie and the cheddar
were
a joke.
A third eaten.
But these,
what is?
That's just a bit of cheddar.
What's that brown stuff on it there?
It'd be red onion chutney. That. So take it away. There's 9 out of 10 club for you. These are 9 out of 10 club. There's no doubt about it.
So what we've got is the lime and coriander chutney sensations poppadoms. They are half eaten.
Yeah, I've got to get rid of this shit from my house.
But you know,
I'm on a diet now.
You weren't to know this. I haven't had them in a bit, but when I was at uni and stuff, if I ever was going to get a big bag of crisps and watch like some boxing or something at home, do you know what I mean? When you're like, let's get some cans, get some crisps. I would always.
Your mouth is watering.
My mouth is watering so bad.
Now, the cheese and that was a joke, but they are fucking good, aren't they? Have you tried one, Ethan?
Yes, I have. I'll come round though.
Come round. Try a bit of brie as well whilst you're here. It's seen better days, hasn't it? What's your favourite of the cheeses when you get a cheese board?
Stilton.
Yeah. Blue's done well for me this year.
Blue has done very well, hasn't
it? Blue's done really well for me.
Brie's fantastic as well.
Try a bit of them. They're delicious. Take that. That's for your lunch there for your mate.
You're going to treat that now?
Yeah, have a little chunk of it now. Why not? It's fucking
is that the 9 out of 10 club?
Both of them are. All of them are. Wait till you see you next week.
What? If there's more stuff from your fridge, you're sacked.
Nice, aren't they? You take some of them. Take a bit of brie as well. Next week, you've got... I just bought too much custard. No, double cream I'm bringing in next week.
Put them together.
This
you're,
is
not
what
bringing,
we call
you're not bringing
New
double
Year's
cream
Day
in next week.
I'm bringing in double cream.
No, you're not.
I am.
Well, you're not.
I am.
We're not reviewing that.
I'm reviewing double cream. Trust me, double cream's 9 out of 10. Have you ever had double cream?
Of course I've had double cream.
It's unbelievable.
What a combination.
Pass a bit of that brie, Joe. Well, all the acquaintance be. This is all the stuff that I need to get rid of in my house. So I don't put more weight on, but here I am eating some brie and a poppadom at 8:30 in the morning.
They're fantastic. These are 9 out of 10. Yeah. These are one of my favourite high
that
street.
That brie's crisp. Fucking nice as well, isn't it?
What was that noise? Was that the sound of your trousers hitting their maximum, just squeaking into existence? These sensations poppadom lime and coriander chutney are fucking great.
I'm sorry, Joe, but have you tried?
Yeah, I just had it.
With a poppadom, that is a 9 out of 10 combination. Mm. This is what everyone will be experiencing now, and this is why I'm the man of the people. Your leftover dribble that Christmas and New Year has left you.
Mm.
You've got to become inventive with it, and hence why.
Yeah, you have it like
brie and lime and coriander poppadoms.
Yeah.
They just
selection box and stuffing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got? I don't know. Eggnog and, you know.
Eggnog with your cereal.
Eggnog
it
and cereal.
It just works.
It does work, actually.
Ethan, you
I'm not doing
though.
The combo. I'm not putting that in because that's not a combo on the record bill. It's nice.
Oh, maybe
I will
with the
put
cheddar.
These in. I think these are absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, they are fantastic.
I really like these. Really
sorry
good.
That it wasn't a full bag, but it's leftovers. What are you saying, Ethan, then?
Yes, the poppadoms are very good. I would go through little spells as well, maybe back in the day, where you could really polish them off quite quickly, actually. Yeah. A big bag, but they go down very easily. They are very delicious. I think it's a potential nomination, yeah. A surprise nomination from such a half-assed effort.
Yeah.
No, it's not half-assed.
It is half-assed.
Not half-assed.
You brought in the dregs of your cupboard to get rid of them so you can lose a bit of weight in January. You're saying that's not half-assed?
Yeah, but it's thoughtful. For me.
Yeah, for yourself.
Right, are they in the 9 out of 10 club, Ethan?
Oof.
The crisps, the poppadoms.
I've never
forget
heard,
the cheese.
That's a lovely way of phrasing that. Thoughtful for me. is what everyone else would call selfish, isn't it? I'm going to start using that.
Thoughtful if you do for
some,
me.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't being selfish. I was being thoughtful for me.
Well, that's nice. The way
someone's got to think
it,
about me.
I'm going to... I think they probably
yeah,
are.
Right.
No, because he didn't want to put these in. He didn't like that you didn't put any effort in.
Oh, yeah,
but he can't help but enjoy the poppadom.
Right, so for January, I'm putting them in as well. You
They're fantastic,
in.
Yeah.
Right, in. Forget the breach. For January, we've got to do healthy ones to help me out, yeah?
Okay.
9 out of 10 clubs.
So should we try and see how much weight you can lose in January? We won't say your start weight.
Why did you turn this on me, Ethan?
I'm not turning anything on you. You've literally said you're getting rid of all the stuff out of your cupboard so you can lose weight. Eat less, move more. We're not going to reveal your weight. We can just say what you've lost. If you have lost anything, that would be okay, wouldn't it?
Deal.
Right. I'll try and lose a bit of weight as well.
Happy New Year.
I'll try and lose a bit of weight as well.
You're fucking... I hate when people like him say that.
What?
I'll try and lose weight as well. What have you? You've got no weight on you. Oh, do you know what? I'll probably do the same.
It all goes to the gooch. I've got a sort of a heavy, sagging, fat pouch between my legs.
Like a kangaroo.
Like a kangaroo, yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone. Put your New Year's resolutions in the comments. We won't read them. Yeah, you will. Oh, yeah, you love them, reading the comments.
I'm always in the comments.
We're going now. We'll be back on Friday.
Bye.
Bye.
Come on.
Yes.
It's a new year.
Bye and a happy new year.
Hey.